Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. The first two books in the Hot Apple Cider series were filled with stories to warm the heart and soul. An effort of That's Life Communications, the two anthologies spotlighted Canadian writers and had a combined print run of 90,000 copies. Author and co-editor of the series, N.J. Lindquist, is now looking for submissions for book three in the series, Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon. N.J., who's working on a memoir and a few other projects, is on the phone with us from her Markham home office to talk about Hot Apple Cider 3. But first, let's listen to It's All Good from Ellie Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD. Conversation with N.J. Lindquist. Good evening, N.J.
Hi.
You recently had your book In Time of Trouble hit, actually it's now around the number 50 mark on Amazon.ca's list of free books. What's that meaning and doing for you right now?
Well, long story. We published In Time of Trouble some time ago as a print book, and we've had about 5,000 copies go out. And we just put it up late last week on Amazon, and we decided we would try the Amazon Kindle Select, which means we can only put it on Amazon because they actually do some promotion and whatnot for you. And one of the options you have, you have to have it there for 3 months, but you can have 5 free days. So we decided we'd do our 5 free days right the moment we put the book up. And the idea is that you get some notice, you give free books out, and then people might love the book and write a review, and every review helps to draw in new readers, and so that's kind of what we're doing. Just kind of testing it to see how it works.
Well, that's a whole new model now of what's happening within the book industry. The whole thing with e-books and partially giving some away, and that whole hope. I guess the ultimate that you're hoping is somewhere along the line, people are going to find out about this and buy a copy or tell others so that they can buy copies after this little time frame of the free the giveaway is done.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing about books is how do you get the book into the hands of the person who needs to read it, who wants to read it, but doesn't know that it exists. And, you know, for me, I'm living in Markham, Ontario. How do I get this book to somebody in Alberta? Never mind, how do I get it to somebody in South America, you know? And I've had three royalty publishers back in the 1990s, and I started publishing my own books. I actually published three books in 2000, and those back then, of course, was the print book. You didn't have any other options, really. And, you know, we struggled to try to get books out that way. But the whole internet and now the ability to just get a book to any country in the world. I'm selling in time of selling. They're getting downloads in Germany, in UK, in Japan. You know, so it's really cool that my books are getting out there, because that's I'm not doing this to make money. I'd like to make enough money to make it worth my while, but I'm doing it because I have stories and ideas that I think will benefit other people. And so for me, it's just to get the books into those hands of people that want to read them.
Well, that whole idea of having ideas and stories that you want to get into the hands of other people and help them, you even got that now. The York Regional Police, where you live, gave you a Deed Speak certificate, and it said for your contribution to facilitating positive change within the community. Writers always hope that somehow what they write is going to have an impact on people. And here you had somebody saying your book is having an impact on people. What did that do for you when they said, here's the certificate, and you realize that, yeah, this is actually having an effect on people that are reading it?
I think for most writers, I mean, there's the love of writing. I mean, well, for most writers, there are some writers who love having written. They don't actually enjoy the process of the writing. They just like having it done. For me, I actually love the writing process, especially when I'm doing a first draft. But then it gets hard. For me, there's this whole editing, and by the time I've gone over it 8 times or 17 times, I am so sick of it, I never want to see it again. But then you get some kind of a review, or a person will email me, or somebody will mention it, or, you know, as in this case, I got recognized for it. And that just makes you want to, you know, get more books out and, you know, do twice as much to make sure other people see it. It just really, I think especially for a Christian author, that, you know, if you're getting a message of hope out, that really resonates with you and says, yes, you know, God is using it. Therefore, I have to do everything I can to keep that thing going.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many writers too that you know never hear anything back, or hear very little back from people. That when you do get that feedback, it just makes it all that more worthwhile.
Absolutely, and the internet certainly helps with that. Yeah. Before you had to basically get a letter. I don't know if you've got time for a cool story, but my very first book that was published was Best of Friends. And it was similar to In Time of Trouble in that it was about a teenage boy, but it was a different boy. And it was published by Moody Press, and through a bunch of stuff that happened, only the one book was published. I won't go into that. Let's just say the editors changed, and we had very different viewpoints for the second book. Anyway, I had come to the place where, okay, forget it, the book's gone, there's nothing we can do about it. I had rights back, but what am I going to do, right? Nobody else wanted to publish it. And New Year's Eve, I got a phone call from a mother in Texas. Her daughter had taken my book, Best of Friends, out of their church library, and she, on New Year's Eve, had phoned her bookstore. They didn't have any. She'd phoned Moody, the publisher. They didn't have any. She'd phoned, I think they'd given her the name for their distributors, so she'd phoned them. They didn't have any. She saw my bio on the back cover, saw the church I attended, found the name of the church, happened to get the pastor in the office, got my phone number, and said, I want books for all my daughter's friends. Where can I get them? And the hilarious thing is that was the day that I had basically given up on that book and said, forget it. And that gave me the impetus to republish the book and write the rest of the series. So it's actually going up on the internet in the next couple of months too. So
wow. Yeah. And it's always neat to hear things like that. Now, one of the things about you as well is not only have you influenced readers, but you've also had an influence on other writers. You were involved in co-founding the Word Guild. You were key with the Hot Apple Cider series. Has there ever been anybody that's come to you and said, you know, you've had a real impact on me as a writer and what I'm doing with my own writing?
Oh, yeah. Tons. Yeah, in fact, I feel like I know too many writers at this point. My whole Facebook is filled with other writers. I don't know. I just have always, when I learn something, it's just automatic for me to tell somebody else. It's not even something I think about. I mean, it can be anything. My husband laughed at me once. We were at the swimming pool, and he's actually a really top swimmer, and he'd shown me something, and a lady in the next lane happened to see it, and 2 seconds later, I was showing her. So, you know, so when I learn something about writing or speaking or whatever, I just, you know, who else needs to know this, and or connecting, like who needs to know this other person, and it's not even something I think about. I just do it.
Well, what I want to do is switch gears a little bit and take a quick break and continue our conversation with author N.J. Lindquist. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Hot Apple Cider books. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I'm the girl in the green room getting ready for the show. Now the audience is waiting and it's almost time to go. I've got these songs here in my pocket and my heart out on my sleeve. I'll leave my nerves here in the green room, so be gentle with me, please. Well, you might laugh, you might weep, you might drift away to sleep. You could embrace me like a baby, or grind me up like meat. It's not applause that I will sing for, not your praise that is my end, but it's the mystery of moving. Stranger to a friend, yeah.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Girl in the Green Room from Allie Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with author N.J. Lindquist. N.J., where did the whole idea for the Hot Apple Cider series come from in the first place?
Long, long, long time ago, I realized that Canadian writers who are Christian aren't getting or weren't getting much promotion in Canada. First of all, there were virtually no publishers, and so you almost had to go to the U.S. or you had to go to a secular publisher in Canada, or you had to self-publish, which wasn't a great idea 20 years ago. And so I always in the back of my mind felt we need to do something, but I didn't have any idea what we needed to do at that time. And then after we started the Word Guild, which was essentially to keep a writers' conference around here, used to be called God Uses Ink, going. So we started to get that foundation where we actually had writers working together in the organization, and we started to build up, okay, there are some Canadian writers. We know who they are. What can we do to let other people know? And I'm aware, and I think it's still true, that most Christians look to the U.S. when they hire speakers or when they do a book study or you know, whatever. That, and it's not so much that they even think about doing that. It's just that's what they're aware of. And I was no different. Before my first book came out from Moody, I assumed that the books in the Christian bookstore were all the books that were available. And the fact that I couldn't find anybody Canadians, I actually was looking, and I'd find the odd one. You know, Jeanette Oak or Phil Calloway, Sigmund Brouwer were about the only ones, and Maxine Hancock. But I didn't realize that it was because we didn't have a Canadian Christian publishing industry, or B, the distributors who brought the books from the U.S. to Canada made absolutely no, what do I want to say? There wasn't a display saying, here are our Canadian authors. You couldn't even find them. They'd never even mentioned, oh, yeah, they're Canadian. And so this had always been in the back of my mind. And I was talking to Eric Spath, who was with World Vision. They were doing a Girls' Night Out program across Canada, and they actually came to us, our writers' organization, the Word Guild, saying, want some Canadian women speakers. And so they found some, and that was great. But then I happened to look at the book they were giving out as a free gift, and guess what? It was American. And I said, this is not right. You've got to give out a Canadian book. And he said, well, get me one. And long story short, we decided we would put together an anthology of Canadian writers, just like the CD where you get the sampler. And we'd see how many Canadian writers were willing to participate, and we would purchase the books to give to World Vision to give out to women at the Girls' Night Out events across Canada, and that's where Hot Apple Cider came from. And we ended up with a fabulous book, and 30,000 copies were given out across Canada. And in addition to that, we've sold another 15,000 copies, and we're hoping to sell more because it's now online as well. And then we did a second book for World Vision as well. So
what was the reaction to the first two books?
Everybody loved them. As far as we know, I've never heard anybody say I didn't like it. And the thing is, the normal Canadian person loves getting something from a Canadian Christian. Like, you know, it's sort of like, yeah, we're your neighbors and we write. And it's just strange. But they're just like I used to be. Like, they don't know what they don't know. So they have no idea that we have such a struggle just to get noticed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's been the reaction by the writers, the people that have had the opportunity to get their works in there?
I think for the most part, they have been thrilled. Some of them are not marketer-friendly people, so they're just happy, okay, you got my piece in there and it's getting out, that's good. But many of them have been getting, like, we'll give them copies at a really good discount so they can sell them, and some of them take their books to craft shows, or a lot of them are speakers, so they're selling them at the back of the room, and they're more than happy to do that. And you know, it's and we kind of feel like we have a team, like we're working mm-hmm. together to do this.
Now you're doing a third one. Why did you decide to do a third?
We're actually doing two. Hot Apple Cider 3, which has the working title Hot Apple Cider with Cinnamon, will be out next year, and it'll be a big book just like the other ones. They're about 300 pages. But we decided we're going to do a small sampler one right away because we want something up on the internet that we can give at a very low cost, so it'll either be like 99 cents or free or something like that, just so that people, and we're going to call it a taste of hot apple cider. And so it'll have maybe 100 to 150 pages, but that includes questions. So it's submissions for that were only open to people who were in the first two books, and we're actually, today is my day to get out their rejections and acceptances for that.
Well, looking at that, you're looking for submissions now for Hot Apple Cider 3.
Yes.
Two things. What's the submission process? And two, what are you looking for? What kind of tips would you give to someone who's thinking of, you know, hearing this and going, hey, maybe that's something I'd like to be interested in?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can tell you to go to the website, hotapplesiderbooks.com. Hotapplesiderbooks.com. And right on the front page, you'll see a little glass mug of hot apple cider. And if you click on that, you'll go to the page that gives you all the information and everything. What we're looking for, it's an anthology. I mean, a lot of people compare these to the chicken soup books, right? And so it's sort of like that, except it's more of an anthology. So we're looking for poetry and fiction as well as true personal stories. So the main thing is we're looking for stories. So whether it's a poem or a true story or something, we want to emphasize the story because people love stories. And they also learn best through stories. So you're eligible if you're a Canadian citizen or landed immigrant, if you can affirm the Apostles' Creed, which is on our site. And basically, we're looking for non-preachy kind of things because a lot of our books are given as gifts. And so we have no idea who you might decide needs to read our book, so we don't want any Christianese in it. We just want stories from the heart, I think, is how I would put it.
Good. Well, I'm just looking at the time. I got to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll finish our conversation with writer N.J. Lindquist. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Well, I'm worn like the soles of my old sneakers, and I'm sad like the words in a goodbye song. Oh, I've been spent like my last dollar, and just like yesterday, I'm gone. Oh, I got bit by the crazy love bug, and I now I'm lost in a maze of indecision, to run away or stay and trust my luck. Oh, I guess you never know.
Sometimes I just don't know.
Hold on and let it go.
Don't wanna let it go.
It's just the mystery of love. I'm twisting, turning, think I'm gonna freeze and then I'm burning. Gotta navigate my way back to the start. Wish I was flying, I keep trying. Heaven only knows that I'm not lying. Just following my switchback heart. Just following my switchback heart. Climbing up this long and winding high. Chalk it up to one more lesson learned. Yeah, I sure could use some wisdom.
It's just my cynicism.
Hold on and let it go.
Don't wanna let it go.
It's just the mystery of love. I'm twisting, I'm turning. I was flying, I keep trying. Heaven only knows that I'm not
back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Switchback Heart from Allie Matthews' Tell Me a Story CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with author N.J. Lindquist. N.J., besides the Hot Apple Cider Project, is there anything else you're working on?
Oh, yeah. I also write mysteries, and I've recently changed to a pseudonym, J.A. Menzies. So I have another website called jamenzies.com beside my N.J. Lindquist and the Hot Apple Cider. And, yeah, so I have two mysteries, two full-length long mysteries out, Shaded Light and Glitter of Diamonds. I also have a short story I just put out with the same police people. And my third mystery will be out in the fall. It's gone to the editor for a second edit right now. And I am working on a memoir. And it's called Love Child, and I just put up a website. It's just a page on my N.J. Lindquist website called Love Child Ministries. And the weirdest thing is that I am getting hits every day, and I have been for the last month, even though I didn't even have a website there. I owned the URL, but it didn't have an actual page for it, and it's been getting hits. So that is just weird. But, yeah. So,
well, just quickly before we go, can you give us those websites again just so that people can connect with you or connect with information on Hot Apple Cider?
Okay. Well, my main site is njlindquist.com, LINDQUIST, and it links you to all my other websites. I have my mystery website. I have a website for writers called writewithexcellence.com, and then, of course, the Hot Apple Cider. Our publishing house is called That's Life Communications, but you don't need to know that.
Well, N.J., thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, N.J. Lindquist. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selah Ministries, email Robert at selahministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at Selah13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.